Shyamalan from Sweetest Friends this year should be a special schus Rabbi Marty Mirazi Shehichyu. With a schus, a Rabbi Eliezer Chaim and Esther Sima, Rochavatzlach, Rochamasa Yodav. And my Rabbi Rabbi Yisai, the schus, a Rabbi Shai Ben Lea, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rus Victoria Bastila Ravida, the Baracha Vehatzlacha. וכל מעשה ידיהם בריאות השם לך יוז וחיים צבי וכל הנעורים אליה במשנה במסכת גיטין בדף חוף א' מם א' עמוד א' כתוב כך מי שחציו עבד וחציו בן חורין somebody who's a half slave half free man what does he do in other words as Rashi says the two brothers two partners and one is meshachver his chelek One releases his portion of the Eved, and the other one holds on to the Eved. So what happens? Oh, but it's Rabbi Omecha, it's Atzmei Omecha. He serves his master one day and himself one day. And the Mishnah continues, the Beisham, that's Beis Hillel, Beisham, he says, very good for his master. He only has a tzad moment, but what about the Eved? The Eved needs to get married. He can't marry a Shifcha or a Bas Chorin because he's half-half. So rather we compel the master to free. Okay. אז כפי שאמרנו, רש"י מפרש שמדבר פה בשני אחים או שני שותפים. And one of them was Meshachwer released his chelek in the Eved. The Rambam In his Perush HaMishnayis writes, Im haya eved shel shnei shutafim v'shichur achad mehem, chazar chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin, u'kamo kein hayu lo elef ba'alim v'shichur achad mehem kofim et hasha'ah. U'kamo kein afilu haya lo adon echad v'kimeh menu k'tzat dama v'shichur k'tzato b'elu adamim, shekibel chazar gam kein chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. So the Rambam says a few tziurim. One is he was an Eved of Shnei Shutfim, like Rashi, and one of the Shutfim was Meshachwer, released him. Another is a guy had 1,000 masters, and one of them released his portion. So now he's 1%, one part Eved, 999 parts, one part free man, 990 parts, 99 parts Eved. He also forced the other ones to free him, because now he can't get married. So too, even if he has only one master, and the master received money for some of him, but not all of him, so he releases part of him, but not all of him. So writes the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis in Edius 1:13, Ein efresh ben, she'eved shel shnei shutafim v'shachrer echad mehem chelko, she'bo tam menu k'tzat dama v'shachrer k'tzato ba'otan damim, chayel yodanim arbei v'shachrer echad mehem chelek mimenu ma'achrichim ha'nisharim, v'shachrer k'loma yashlimu shichruro. There's another one seen in Eved of two Shutfim. One of them frees his Chelek. They're two Shutfim. They're two partners. And one of them releases his ownership. Or his master takes some money for him and releases part of him. Or if a person has a lot of masters and one of them released him. So the rest of them have to be Meshachar, in other words, they have to be Mashlim Shichur, they have to complete his Shichur. As Barash Yishrak Tziur Echad, Shnei Rachim or Shnei Shutfim. But the Rambam Yish Mispar Tziurim, Filu Elef Bailim, and even one master who receives partial payment. So, what problem does Rashi have with the Rambam? Why doesn't Rashi write the Perushim of the Rambam and the Perushim Mishnais? אז נראה לי השאף כך, זה הביאור של מורנו הגוין רב נוסן, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברוכה. בתשובס של הגוין רבי קיבה אגר, בחלק א', בסימן קוף צדי ד', רבי קיבה אגר asked, How can our master be משחר his עבד? Why don't we say כל מלסה, דאומר רחמנה, לא יסעבד, Yavid loy mahani. We have a rule in the Gemara that anything that the Torah says not to do, if you do it, it's not effective. And when he's Meshachwer, he's over on the essay of Lolem Ben Tavoidu. So, Yavid loy mahani. Kol Milsner Rechon Lo Asavid Yavid loy mahani. We even say this by an essay. As we see in the Gemara in Tmure, and of Hamad Aleph, Gemara says, how are you Tori min Ara la Yofe? It's also no good. I'm talking about an essay. A fresh is a truma. And to say it's Xeris HaKosev that it works. Minalan, how do we know such a thing? That there's Xeris HaKosev that it works. So the Kasha is, how does it work to be Meshachwer and Evid B'chlal? Torah says, "Lo lamem tavodu." You're not allowed to do it, so it shouldn't be effective. Kol milsna rechmon al savi avloy mahani, so it shouldn't be chal. So maybe, says Rabbi Kiveger, "Kra de shichur mai rabinin deleka avera." Kegon kishem mishachro. Letzorich mitzvah. So it's talking about where there's no aver involved. He's doing a letzorich mitzvah. There's no losachanim. There's no giving him a free gift because it's letzorich mitzvah. Aber makom iser neimad lo mahani. But if there's an iser involved, we'll say lo mahani, it's not effective. But we're talking about where he does a letzorich mitzvah. So asked the Ksav Sofer and Arachayim Ayin Gimel, the name of the Chasim Sofer. So as to know to be who done the tshuvas tinyano Ibn Ezra sim kufchav tes. The gamba over al essay yavad loy mahani. He says also, you're over on an essay, we say yavad loy mahani. So too in the tshuvas kama Ibn Ezra sim and ayin zayin. So the yisod of Rabbi Kiva Egil and the other achronim is, yavad loy mahani, if you do it, it's ineffective, even that applies not only to a lois essay, but even to an essay. So based on this, it would appear that in a chinami, the person's mishachar is evid, ba'oifin. Ashen la'adon hana'amish mishichuro, v'nimtzad over ba'aseid olam tavodu, and the adon doesn't get hana from his shichu, he's over in lo'lam ba'avodu, ba'chag avna, it's not chal, according to Rav, who holds the evid lo'y mahani. And that's all when the evid only has one bailin, and he's mishachar, and it turns out that he's over in lo'lam ba'avodu, and the shichur is not going to be effective with the Eved Loi Mahani. But when the Eved has two Bailim, so it emerges that he's not an Eved of one of them forever. Because the Eved is over this one guy on Sunday, and the other guy on Monday, and the other guy on Tuesday, and the first guy on Wednesday, next guy on Thursday, and next guy on Friday. Each day he's over the different Adon. And he has two Adonim, and he staggers every other day. He does a certain Adon, and every other day he does the other Adon. As Nimsa, Dein Laf Echad, neither of them has Adnus L'Olam. When one of them is Meshachrim, he's not over on L'Olam Bam Tavoidu. L'Olam Tavoidu is you have to enslave them forever. But he can't be enslaved forever anyway, because he doesn't owe him forever. He splits him up with the other guy. Even before the Shichrus, he's not over on L'Olam Bam Tavoidu. And similar to this writes the Rashba in Shabbos, Daftalad Amar Aleph. And one is Meshachrim, Chetzi Yob Chetzi Ben Chorin. He's not over in Loilam Bem Tavoidu, Kevin de Belo Ashikhar Reino of the Loilam. Though Chetzi Ben Chorin Vavid Lazatzma. The one is Meshachwer, Chetzi of Chetzi Ben Chorin. He's not over in Loilam Bem Tavoidu. Because even without the Shikhar, he's not over in Loilam. He's Chetzi Chetzi. So just like the Rashba writes, that if one frees a half Eved, half Ben Chorin, he's not over on L'Olam Tavodu, because anyway he can't serve forever. So too, we'll say that if he has two masters, anyway he's not serving either of them forever, and therefore you're not over on L'Olam Tavodu when you free him. So Loma Baya, if you switch off days, so then each guy only has his days, he only has them half the time. But even if he works for both of them every day, still, they only have half ownership, so it's not Loilam Tavodu for either of them. So now we understand Rashi, when he discusses Mishachetzi Yavachetzi Ben Chorin, Ovid Yisrabi Yomechad, it's Muchut HaShichur Schal, It doesn't say like the Rambam that he has one master. In other words, one of the Rambam's tziurim is we had one master and the master partially freed him. So if he has two masters, we understand how they can free because it's not lo barim lo lam tavodu. But if he has only one master, then how's the master allowed to free him? Aye, what about lo lam tavodu? Yabud lo mahani. So if we say we're talking about where there are two adons, so then there's no aver of lo lam lam tavodu, because anyway he's not going to be serving lo lam. But if he has one master. And the master let half of him go. So how's that effective? I lo lam lam tavodu. And now he's being pogam in this. He should have him lolam. It's now not going to be lolam anymore. But if you say it's talking about shushutfin, so there's no lam tavodu anyway. So mele the shichur is effective. What about the Rambam? The Rambam says that we're talking about where he has only one adam, and the adam was mishachar half of him. How's the shichur effective? Yavad loy mahani. So it would appear, based on what the Prima Gadim writes, in Aruch Chaim Sin Asadi, Eshtarom Sukkot Lamed, to prove that the Rambam holds like Abai. Yavad mahani, because the Rambam passes Avodim. 9:6, I'm shachur after over rest, Lom Tavodim, Mekom Kom Mishichur Mishichur. So you see that if he frees a slave, even though it's over in Lom Tavodu, but the shichur is effective, it's chal. So the Rambam has no problem. The Rambam says, Yavad mahani, like Abai. If you do against the Torah, it's still chal. And therefore the Rambam explains the Mishnah, Liba de Hilchasa like Abai, Yavad Mahani, Mimela, a master who owns the slave himself can free the slave. But Rashi, paskins like Rava, like the Mishnah Lamelech writes, Malva Valova 8:1, the Masa Mishahaya, that the Allah is like Rava, Yavad Loi Mahani. And therefore he says, the Mishnah can't be talking about one master, because the Yavad Loi Mahani to free him, therefore it must be talking about two masters. Now, why did Rashi say two brothers or two partners? Why did Rashi say two brothers or two partners? Two brothers or two partners? Az lama Rashi haya tzarich lagid et shneihem? Az nara lomar that the reason Rashi explains this way, we're talking about two partners, is because otherwise he can't be mishachwer because he yavad lo mahani. Only two shutfim, like we said, each one of them only has half. So you can't do lolam and tavodu anyway. You can't enslave him forever anyway. So Mimela makes a lot of sense that he should be... It makes a lot of sense that if he has two masters, that he can free him, because he's not serving him anyway. Only if he's one master, he can't free him, like we explained before. So therefore, the room to say that dafka, if you have two shutfin, that each of them only has half an eved, he can be mishach with the eved, because no lam tavoidu. But if they were brothers who yarshin this eved from their father, and they haven't split him up yet, and the eved is betfusis habayis, the eved is held by the house of their father, so I might have thought that his din is, kilo ein lo ela adon echad. All he has is one master. Who's that master? The Av HaMoirish, the father who bequeathed. That's the master if they're two brothers. So even if he's working for one brother one day, and the one Yerish one day, and his brother the Yerish the second day, it's still going to be Vavad Ololam, because the two brothers are like one, because they're coming with Koach Yerushas Avim. It's Tfusis Habayis and Memela. It's like one. And they can't free him. Yavad loy mahani. Therefore Rashi says, no. We're talking about two achim that haven't yet split up the tfusis habayis. Nevertheless, it's considered that the eved is like two shutfim, and therefore they only own half. And anyway, it's not lo lam lam tavoidu. And that's like we have in Maseches Bava Basra and Kuflam Zayin Abayis, Bez Kshon Tfusis Habayis, Not lo echem evi yatsa bo, Im yochel ochel yatsa, Vim lav lo yatsa, In other words, he's only Yotze if he inherited an Esrig. If he can eat it, he's Yotze. But if he can't eat, he's not Yotze. because it's not like it's his, like the Rashbam there writes. So you see that even before Chalukas Tfus Savayis, the Nechasim belong to two separate people. And we don't say that it all belongs to one, because they're both coming to Koch their father, and it's like they're one person. They're not. It's two different people. Even before they split up the Yerusha. And since when they split up the Yerusha, Memela, it's not Shaykh of Avodah La'olam, because each one is only serving half, meaning he's half owned by one brother and half by the other. No, there's obviously a felt more to say on this, but that we'll conclude here, this short He'orah, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will hopefully revisit this. Talk more about it. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.